This July 4th at Lowe's, get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill. Now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendapper is joining us, retired FBI special agent. And we are discussing Thomas Randolph. This one of the most interesting, I guess, people of the year when it comes to being a murderer, or an alleged murderer, we should say, because innocent until proven guilty, although he has been convicted once, and then they have the new trial going on right now. How did this man evade arrest, evade conviction for so many decades when we heard the testimony of the two surviving ex-wives, and then in the other cases where the wives are dead? We've heard testimony from people who say that Thomas tried to hire them to kill the wives who eventually did die. Did he just have the best luck in the world? Did his charisma play into this over all this time?
Tony, I give this guy an A+ for his schemes.
Yeah,
it's just so interesting. So let's look at the current one that he's being retried for.
Mm-hmm.
How brilliant is this? Make sure you're armed.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Have the hitman that you hired stage a break-in. Have conferred with him about the $360,000 payout, I think it was. Listen, I'm going to split this with you.
Mm-hmm.
So huge money. Plus, whatever you take there, take.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry, whatever you find, it's all yours. Get a vulnerable guy like that. And we've seen that many times.
Mm-hmm.
But he took it a step further. Now he's going to be the hero.
Yep.
Goes back, makes sure the wife is dead. I believe she was shot in the head. So it was probably just such a fatal shot. And then shoots the burglar 5 times. So making sure he's dead. And then he comes out the hero.
Yeah.
The problem is the circumstances don't match. But he gets rid of all the witnesses. Now there's no one left. You know, in a perfect crime, you need no witnesses. So mm-hmm. he's the only person that really knows what happened. Mm-hmm. Other than what he might have Google searched or the communications he had that leaves a trail. And then in the first situation, unfortunately, why it was overturned, and I don't understand the brilliance of this court, but it was a unanimous decision to say, we're not going to let the last possible murder that they ruled a suicide, mm-hmm. that he had tried to get somebody to actually kill that wife, as you previously mentioned, we're not going to let that come in.
Yeah.
Now that, I know that there's varying degrees of essentially showing a like crime and pattern has been committed previously, you can bring in. And that's why this prosecutor brought that information in and had a slew of witnesses talk about that. So it made a lot of sense to me. I would want to know, is this just a guy who never has done anything criminal in this way before?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there other information? But because he got acquitted of the second wife's murder and only convicted for witness tampering concerning the guy he wanted to hire in that case to kill his wife, the court said, no, we're not going to allow that. And I don't know if they're going to be able to get a conviction now, because I think that those witness statements were very compelling.
They were extremely compelling. They were some of the most dramatic that I've seen. And to not at least be able to bring into play a prior conviction, which happened for witness tampering, that just doesn't seem like we're playing with the full spectrum of colors here. Like, some of the crayons are missing from the box that the jury needs to really paint this picture accurately. Granted, if you were to bring that in, and which they did in the trial that has now been overturned and he's going back to trial again, that was the reason for it. So if you were to introduce the one conviction, you'd have to introduce the one that he was not convicted for, just for understanding what exactly happened. Granted, you know, there's an emotional element to this where you go, well, of course, context is extremely important. If I were a juror, I'd want to know the context of this individual, not just the blinders that we're putting on right now to understand where he's at. And then you have the law. You have, you know, it's, they want it to be a fair trial. To me, though, I'm all about, you got to follow the law. I get it. But it doesn't seem like a fair trial if the jury doesn't at least get the full picture of what this man has been up to over the last several decades.
I agree. It's, you know, we talk about full discovery, full disclosure mm-hmm. to the defense.
Yeah.
But when you hogtie the prosecution and say, listen, they're not allowed to play with the full deck of cards of evidence they have of a like and similar crime against another wife. I understand they would have to say, listen, he wasn't convicted.
Mm-hmm.
He went to trial, he wasn't convicted, and then strictly show, you know, the other witness that was threatened. I completely understand the full picture, but how can you hogtie the prosecution and say you're not allowed to bring in those facts and let the jury decide? So it's, you know, and this really set such case precedent because now in other cases, and I can only imagine the string of other convictions where they use a similar type tactic, that they're all going to be standing in line to have their cases overturned because of this new precedent they've set.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, the domino effect to this could be quite dramatic over time, just because of that specifically. I mean, if you look at Huerman or anything like that, you know, let's say he doesn't get convicted for some of these. I'm assuming we're going to have one large trial, at least for the New York cases. But if he were to be not convicted of one, but they're to look at another state, they could use that same precedent, could they not?
Oh, yeah. Well, the state that that's happened in could use that precedent. Typically, the precedents are set in those states for those states. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, federally, it can overlap. But you're allowed to use certainly precedent from other states. Mm-hmm. So that point is well taken.
Sure.
But typically, they stick within their state rulings, but not always.
How much do you think his personality, his charismatic personality, is going to play a part in either convicting him or letting him off? Because, yeah, he's almost likable if you don't know the context of Thomas Randolph, because it's kind of a weird, eccentric guy, but you kind of can't stop watching. He's like Tiger King, but murdering wives. It's, you know, like the Carol, it did the opposite, Carol and all that. But it's he's bizarre. I mean, but he does kind of come across as somewhat likable when asked about how do you feel like you're the most unlucky man in the world because you've had six wives and four of them are dead. His response is, no, I'm the luckiest man in the world because I've had maybe the ability to love all these women and they've been great people my whole life and they're great. It's like, well, that's kind of the nicest response you could possibly give to that sort of an accusation. Not defensive whatsoever. It very much feels like maybe he didn't do this, but obviously the evidence in so many of these points the other way. When you look at it from a perspective from an attorney, a lot of times you want the client just sit there, shut up, let us do the talking for you. With him, I don't know that that's really, you know, the best strategy to have, considering a lot of the talking that he's done is in the forms of videos and other things. We don't know if he's going to testify in his actual trial yet, but is his personality going to help or hurt him in this retrial?
I think it will help him. Anytime somebody comes off as affable and funny and interesting, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
and it can be a true distraction. A good example to me is a Murdaugh, right? Yeah. When Alec took the stand, and he kind of comes off that way initially, but what happened was, of course, he started, you know, acting like a dog on a wet linoleum floor in terms of what he was saying. He was just all over the place, and it became clear he couldn't keep the story straight, and his excuses just didn't line up anymore. So that's kind of like this guy. Is he going to be able to take the stand and be affable and you know, get some of the jurors to kind of like him and think, gosh, this guy? And then it'll depend on how well he does explaining the facts that are the bad facts, right? The delay, the 20-minute delay in action. That's a pretty bad fact. But because they can't put on all the prior case concerning the second wife's death, I would probably put this guy on the stand at this point.
Very interesting to see if they do. Even more interesting to see of who actually ends up emitting more snot from their head, Alec Murdaugh or Thomas Randolph at the end of the day.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.